From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Earlier today, President Barack Obama proclaimed that the policies toward Cuba over the last half century have not worked and announced some major changes in U.S.-Cuba relations. Mr. Obama reiterated that opening travel, financial exchanges, and telecommunications between the two nations will allow American values to be shared with the Cuban people. Now, this comes on the heels of a prisoner swap. American contractor Alan Gross, along with an unnamed U.S. intelligence asset who had been in jail in Cuba for 20 years, were exchanged for three Cuban spies who were known as the Cuban Five, Cuban intelligence agents caught in the 1990s. Cuba is also releasing 53 of its own prisoners as part of the deal. At the same time, Cuban President Raul Castro called for an end to the embargo. We're joined now by Nora Gámez-Torres, reporter with El Nuevo Herald, to talk about what this deal really means for U.S.-Cuba relations. Nora, were there rumblings about this prisoner swap long before this happened?
Yes, there was. Actually, there was a lot of talk about normalization and that the single obstacle for normalization was the release of Alan Gross. And the Cuban government made very clear that the only thing they will accept for, you know, freeing Alan Gross would be having their three agents back in Havana.
We talk about normalization, but I'm wondering, what is normal after more than 50 years?
Well, that's interesting. I think that means, like, having an embassy, having high-level delegations traveling to the country. Like, he has announced more liberalization in trading between the two countries. I don't know. It's hard to say what's normal, you know, like, after 55 years. It all starts with probably more dialogue, you know.
We talk about these changes. Is this something that's going to start happening right away?
Well, it seems they're going to start right away. Like, there's a lot of, you know, official statements from the Department of Trade. And there's a high delegation going to Havana in January. At least that's what we know.
You know, talk about travel to Cuba. Does this mean travel by U.S. citizens is now open?
Yes. You basically have now a general license, what is called a general license to travel. So you don't have to ask permission for traveling to Cuba. So basically, yes, they're lifting most of the restrictions on travel to Cuba.
This quantum shift in relations between the two countries, what does that mean for the Cuban community in South Florida?
Well, that's the other interesting angle, because the Cuban exile feels they are left aside, that their concerns are not taken into account by the U.S. government.
What sense are you getting right now, though, from the Cuban community? You talk about the dissidents, but I'm just wondering, just overall, is it positive? Is it negative? Are they shocked? What do you hear?
Well, Cubans are, many Cubans in the island see this as a major breakthrough and as a major opportunity to have access to a more open life, you know, in a sense, because many have been born after the revolution, and the only thing they know is this kind of differendo between the U.S. and the Cuban government. So they see this as like a major opportunity to leave this behind. We have to see if the Cuban government is going to make any kind of changes in their human rights policy and in the political arena, because the Cuban government hasn't announced any kind of new measure as part of this new deal with the U.S.
Nora Gámez-Torres from El Nuevo Herald, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.